found strength to carry on. For just when I needed a friend to guide me, I felt his hand holding mine. Started one day to follow Jesus, not caring for worldly things. And just when it seemed that I could make it, my head hung down in shame. All the world
around me
was offering its glitter, trying to dim my view. Oh, but I started out, and I'm gonna finish this race I have begun. Well, though rough the road, though steep the curve, still I'm going right on. Though the rivers I cross, they may be so deep, till it seems that all hope is gone. Though the clouds hang low, though the thunder may roll, still I'm pressing on. Race I have begun. Well, as it is written, surely I found the strength to carry on. Oh, and just when I needed a friend to guide, I felt his hand holding mine. There's not a mountain too high, not a river too wide, I can overcome. Race I have begun. Oh, though rough the road, though steep the curve, still I'm going right on. Though the rivers I cross may be so deep, till it seems that all hope is gone. Though the clouds hang low and the thunder may roll, still I'm pressing on. For I started out, and I'm gonna finish this race I have begun. Oh, though up the road, though steep the curve, still I'm going on. Though the rivers I cross, they may be so deep, till it seems that all hope is gone. Though the clouds hang low, though the thunder may roll, for I started out, and I'm gonna finish this race I have begun.
I appreciate what God has done thus far in the meeting, and pray that we'll leave saying it's been good to be in God's house tonight. Amen. Amen. We just appreciate everything, and appreciate my good husband for being here with me. And, you know, he could have just said, hit the road, go by yourself, I'll keep working. But he took time off and come with me, and I appreciate my good husband and everything that he's done. He's been a help to me, and he's been working, and he fixed something here. I don't know what he fixed, but he fixed something here, so... He's handy, and it's just good to have a handy man around the house, I tell you. Been a lot of, you know, the honey to-do list. I've got a lot of those, and he does pretty good at checking them off. He's pretty good at it, And I just appreciate my husband. Amen. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Very, very, very familiar. Very familiar scripture. Amen. I hope everything that has been said needs to be said. And I don't want to forget to tell you, I do have CDs in my car. If you're interested in them, I'd be glad to sell you one. Amen. Just want to let you know that. Joshua chapter 24, and we'll read a very, 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 very familiar scripture, verse 15. We'll go ahead and start in verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Amen. Isn't that the only way to serve him? Amen. Amen. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood.
Yeah.
Amen. Forsake the other gods. Amen. Turn from the other gods.
Yeah.
Amen. Put them away from you. Amen. I know when Paul said repent and be converted.
Yeah.
That word converted means to turn.
Right.
Amen. It's not just enough to come to the altar and repent of your sins, but you've got to turn. Amen. There's more to salvation than just repentance. Amen. And the Bible goes on. Amen. And in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Lord, we ask that you would help us, anoint us. Lord, I pray let our ears be receptive to your word. Lord, let lives be touched and changed for your glory. We ask it in your name. Amen and amen. 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 If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Amen. Amen. It sounds like it's in our hands. Amen. My granddaddy came by not too long ago, my home church there in Oklahoma now, and he preached a message on your soul is continually in your hand. Amen. And God loves us so much, there is a question, and I'll probably be a little slow getting started, but you'll have to bear with me. Amen. There's a question that's been asked several times. If God is so good, why is there evil in the world? Well, now that's a pretty interesting question to ask. Amen. But when you look back at Adam and Eve, God has all power, doesn't he? God has all ability, doesn't he? He created us. He created the world. He created everything. And by all means, God could have made us to be robots to go and come as he commanded. And he could have chosen to not given us a will. He could have chosen not to give us an intellect. He could have made us robots to do whatsoever he bid at the given time. Amen. But God loved us so much. You see, God created Adam and Eve for the purpose of fellowship. Amen. God wanted our fellowship. God wanted to talk to us. God wanted to communicate with us. Hey, that's something else. Amen. God made Adam and God made Eve to walk and talk and fellowship with them. Amen. Boy, I tell you, it'd be kind of hard to fellowship with a robot. Amen. It'd be kind of hard, amen, to have a conversation and a communication with a robot. Amen. It'd be kind of hard. Amen. So God loved us so much. Amen. I wouldn't want my husband to marry me. Amen. If he had a shotgun pointed at his back. Amen. I wouldn't want him to feel like he was forced into marrying me. I wouldn't want him to feel like he had to marry me. Amen. I wanted him to know. to love me because he chose to love me. Amen. There's something about a mother's love, amen, that is precious. Amen. But a mother's love is just a given. You're going to love your baby. Amen. It's just naturally a given. Your baby's going to love you. But when it comes to a marriage relationship, amen, you are honored in the fact that that individual chose to love you. Amen. And God chose. I hope y'all going to help us preach tonight. We're kind of slow and quiet, and that makes me uncomfortable. So you got to help us a little bit. Amen. Amen. God chose, amen, to have fellowship and to have communion with us. So he gave us a will, and he gave us intellect, the ability to choose. Amen. Oh, what a reward it is when someone chooses to love you. And Jesus did not want to make us, and he did not want to force us. Amen. Just as the Holy Ghost is a gentleman and will not force himself on anybody, he would not force himself on us. But he thought, if I could woo them, if I could do enough things that they would realize I love them, amen, if I could prove my love to them, if I could go to Calvary and die on a cross, amen, and make a way for them. Hey, 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 he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world before Adam and Eve was ever created. He knew that Adam and Eve would choose sin. Hey, hey, and he said, I'll go and I'll make a way of escape that they won't have to perish because I love them and I'll woo them and I'll plead with them and I'll try to communicate with them that they may in turn come to me and show love. Amen. Because he's given us a free moral agent, made us a free moral agent, and because we have the ability to choose. Amen. Adam and Eve chose the sin in the garden, and thus the world was cursed. Amen. Man was to labor by the sweat of his brow, and women was to give birth in pain. Amen. There was suffering and there was hardships. Amen. Adam and Eve could have lived forever in that Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve could have went on and on, amen, and never died, amen. But because Adam sinned and because Eve sinned, amen, the curse was put upon this world. Amen. Now every child born, amen, in this world is born with that sin nature, is born with that Adamic curse.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Amen. We are in a sinful world. We are in a sin-cursed world. Because mankind, our great, 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 on and on great, Grandpa Adam,
right,
amen, and Grandma Eve,
right,
decided that they would choose sin. And thus, amen, if you sow to the wind, you'll love the world, you'll love the wind, reap a whirlwind. Amen, if you sow to sin, you'll reap corruption. Hey, 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 it just follows the generations. Amen, you find a drunkard, amen, somewhere down the road, he's got a grandkid or a son that drinks. Amen, somehow or another, amen, that goes on into the next generations. Amen. Oh, you sow unto sin, you will reap unto sin. Amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I know this is a difficult subject to tackle, and I'm not going to do very well. Amen. But God is good. Amen. When my little girl learns to say her prayers, amen, she will pray, God is great, God is good. Let us thank him for our food.
Right.
Amen. Never once does she stop and say, well, how do you know God's good?
Thank you.
Amen. She's just a child, and she takes it for what it says. Amen. And she just believes that God is good. Amen. And oh, I tell you, if you really knew God, and you really knew his attributes, and you really knew that he was good, and you really knew that he loved you, amen, it didn't matter what happened in your life. It didn't matter what come, what trouble. Amen. What sorrow, what hardships may come. Amen. Down in your heart. Amen. You know that He works all things. Amen. For the good to them that love the Lord and are called according unto His purpose. And though I cannot see, and though I don't understand, I know somehow, some way, it's going to work out in the end for the better.
Yes.
Amen. We don't see the whole picture.
That's right.
Amen. Things happen we don't understand. Hardships comes we can't comprehend. Amen. We may pray for a lost loved one and say, oh God, whatever it takes to save so and so. And then a hardship comes. Why did God do this to me? Amen. It could have been that's what it took to save so and so. Amen. We just don't see the whole picture. We just can't see what God is doing. Amen. Amen. There are things that we go through we cannot comprehend and we cannot understand. Amen. And we begin to doubt and we begin to question God if we're not careful. Amen. But God may see that down the road someone will go through that same thing. Amen. And they're going to need somebody that has been there. Amen. Because they may not have the strength that you have. And if it had not been for you, amen, they may have took their own life and perished for eternity. And it was the experience you had in the fire that saved them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You see, amen, amen, my daughter had the whooping cough. It's no fun. Amen. But you know what I got to do? I got to go by the side of a weeping mother with a little infant with a whooping cough and began to talk to her and encourage her and say, yeah, this is how it is and this is what to expect. But it's okay. You're going to come out. In a few months, it'll be over. Hallelujah. Hey, I can say I've been there. And when you can say you've been there, it helps.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We have been given the ability to make a choice. Amen. And it's our choice. Amen. Sometimes that puts us in the decisions. Amen. In the situations. Amen. That we are in. Amen. Oh, there are some people. Amen. Amen. That they begin to wonder. And they begin to blame God. And they say, God done this to me. Amen. It's God's fault. Amen. Job, amen, went through so much. Amen. The Bible says he lost all of. I pray the Holy Ghost to help us. And y'all get loose and help us. I'm not trying to teach Sunday school, even though Brother Tom can preach Sunday school. Amen. Oh, friend. Amen. Job lost everything. Amen. He lost his children. He lost his cattle. He lost his sheep. He lost everything. Amen. Oh, that he had. He lost his health. Amen. He didn't hear the conversation in heaven.
No, he didn't.
He didn't hear God say, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. All that Job knew, all of a sudden the God that had prospered him and had blessed him and done good for him, all of a sudden he's knocked everything out from under him. Why on earth did God do this to me? Amen. Oh, but Job said, I know him. Amen. I looked on my right hand and I looked on my left hand. Amen. And I couldn't find him. But I know that he knows the way that I take. And when I come forth, amen, I'll come forth like gold, tried in the fire and purified. Hey, hey. Amen. Job knew his God. And that's what's going to take you through your trial is when you know God. That's what's going to take you through the fiery furnace. It's when you know God. And though your world may be crumbling around you, if you know God is good, then you know that He's working it for your good.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Blessed,
blessed
be the name of the Lord. Woo! Amen. I remember when they told, and I was reading, and I believe if first time I read it. Amen. When they told him everything was gone, they said, all your things are gone, Job.
Yeah.
Amen. The very first time I read it. Amen. The Bible says he put on sackcloth.
Right. Yeah.
He got him a big old ash pile. Amen. He got right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, he's going to moan and groan. Amen.
Holy.
And the Bible says, holy, holy, amen, that Job worshipped.
Yeah.
Woo! He worshipped. He lost it all. But he didn't lose Jesus. And he worshipped. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth. And the Lord taketh away. My 10 children, amen, was a gift of God, and he took them. Well, I don't have much to say, because he's the one that gave them. Hallelujah. He's got it in his power to give, and he's got it in his power to take, and it's for me to just follow.
Right. Holy.
Amen. You see, there's a picture we cannot understand.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I know it sounds strange and it sounds hard. Amen. But I prayed. And I said, God, amen, if you see that Carissa's not going to grow up to serve you, I said, Lord, I'd rather her die before she ever leaves the womb.
Come on,
amen, and go into heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, it hurts. It hurts to think about it. But, oh, I'd rather her have a short life on this life, amen, and live forever than to suffer the torments of hell for eternity without end. You see, God knows if your children are going to choose him. Hey, he may be a virgin in eternal damnation because his mercy endureth forever. Never, never. You see, it's not because he's evil. It's because he's good that things are allowed in our life.
Right.
Amen.
Holy, 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 holy.
Amen. My Aunt LaWanda, amen, from a little girl, wanted twin boys. Amen. All of her life, she wanted twin boys. Amen. She got married and got, amen, expecting, and the doctor told her she's going to have a son. Amen. She went into premature labor, and much to the doctor's surprise, amen, that son was two. Amen. She had twin boys. Oh, amen. Everything she longed for, everything she wanted, but they both died. They both died within minutes of birth. Amen. She didn't get to hold either one of them, didn't get to go to their funerals. Amen. She was in the hospital in bad shape. Amen. Oh, the grief. Oh, the sorrow. Oh, the loss. Amen. But it wasn't long the wound started to heal. And it wasn't very long she got expecting again. Amen. And the doctors told her, said, it's twins again this time. And they put on double staff, double doctors, double nurses, because of the situation before. Amen. And so when she went into labor premature once again, and when those babies were born, the doctor went to my Aunt LaWanda, and he said, LaWanda, he said, this baby right here is strong and healthy. He's going to make it. Said, but this baby, this other one, he's weak. He's sickly. He's going to die. And you know what? My Aunt LaWanda, instead of taking her fist and saying, why did you do this to me, God? You took my children. I always wanted twins. It's my heart's desire. Amen. Instead, she took that weak, sickly child, not physically, but in her heart. She took that weak, sickly child in her hands. And she held it up to God. And this was her prayer. She said, God, they say that this one over here is strong and healthy. They say he's going to make it. Said, God, if you want this child for your purpose, she said, you can take him. You can have him. I've got this one. You can have him. Amen. Wasn't very long. The doctor come in and the doctor said, LaWanda, that baby I told you was strong and healthy, it's just died. Okay, at this point, all she knows is I've got three dead babies, and the only one left is said he's going to die. She didn't throw her fist up at God. She gave it to God. And do you know that child that was sickly and had no hope of living is alive and well? A 35-year-old man, amen, with a wife, amen, working a job, amen, building planes. Oh, don't tell me, amen, that God don't know where you're at. And LaWanda, you can choose. It is your choice. That's what I'm trying to preach tonight. It is your choice. Amen. You can be bitter or you can be better. You can believe God is working it for your good.
Yes.
And now my Aunt LaWanda can sit by the bedside of a mother that's lost a child and say, I've been there. Amen. God will bring you through. Hey, she had 4 or 5 children after that. Amen. Oh, and it wasn't very long. Just about a year ago. Amen. My cousin that I grew up with. Amen. Her second to the oldest girl, a child. Amen. Her first girl. Amen. Legina Green. Amen. She was a mother and had 2 little children, a 4-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy. Amen. My Aunt LaWanda's pride and joy. Legina was her buddy. You know, they had a wonderful mother-daughter relationship. Legina done everything for her mother and father. Legina was their pride and joy, almost like a favorite. Amen. And Legina was just crafty and good with her hands and could do anything, about anything she could touch her hands to. She did my flowers at my wedding. She made my groom's cake. Amen. She was a very multi-talented woman, a wonderful mother. Amen. She took her kids to the library. She took her kids to McDonald's to play. She spent time with her children. Amen. Everybody commended her that she was a virtuous woman. Amen. She was a dutiful woman. Oh, friend. But in November, amen, there was a truck coming from Alabama. Amen. It swerved into the lane. She was taking her kids to school. Amen. Took that to run right over the top of that car. Amen. Killed her instantly. And her son was right behind her. And that 6-year-old boy internally decapitated his head. Hey. And this little 6-year-old boy, amen, is in a crippled position. Amen. It's a divine miracle that he's alive. The doctors gave him no hope. The nurses said he's dying. It's over. But God has spared his life for some reason. Amen. And that 4-year-old girl is, and that 6-year-old boy and that young husband is left without a wife and left without a mother. Amen. And that dear mother, LaWanda Green, she said, now I've got 4 in heaven. She said, I've got more in heaven than I do in this world. She said, I've got 3 in this world and I've got 4 in heaven. She said, it hurts more because she was almost 30 years old. She was 3 years, 3 days from turning 30. And she said, it hurts more, amen, when you've had them for 30 years. She said, the twins hurt. She said, but it hurts more because I had her so long. Amen. But she says, it makes me want to go to heaven. All the more I want to see my kids. Oh, she didn't get bitter, but she got better. And she said, this word, it's not my home. I'm not here to stay. I'm going to go meet them. It won't be long. And I'll leave this world of sorrow and sadness and sickness and death.
Oh,
amen. Amen. She could have gotten bitter. She could have backslid. She's a pastor's wife. She could have destroyed the church. She could have destroyed her other children. She could have turned her back on God and not thought about all the people that was looking up to her. But she said, I'm going to go to heaven. Amen. I want to go to heaven.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It's your choice. Amen. That's what I'm preaching tonight. It's your choice. You say, God done that. No, he didn't. hey man, I don't really feel like it was God's will for Legina to die at that point. You can disagree with me there. Hey man, I think that people can die before their time. Yeah. You go step out in front of the truck. Hey man, you'll die before your time.
Yes.
You go down to that train track and you wait for that train to come. You'll die before your time.
Right.
Hey man, people can die before their time. Right. You say, okay, then what happened? Hey man, it could be very well. Hey man, that man coming from Alabama made the choice to drink. That man from Alabama made the choice to do drugs. And because of his choice, other people have suffered sorrow. Amen. But it still boils down to the mortality of man and their choosing. Hey, friend. Oh, God. We're living in a world of sorrow and grief. But it isn't all God's fault. Hey, hey. As long as we live in this world, we're going to have sorrow. But you've got to hold on to God.
Right. Holy, 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 holy.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. You see, amen, God allowed Satan to try Job. God didn't try Job. God allowed Satan to try Job because he had confidence in him.
That's it.
It could be God has confidence in you.
Hallelujah.
It could be God has confidence in you.
Right.
Amen. It could be the result of someone else's decision or choice. It could be, amen, just the very fact that we're living in a sin-cursed world. And because of the decisions of men, we're bound to death. We're bound to sickness. We're bound to heartaches and headaches and heartbreaks because we're not to heaven yet.
That's right.
You see, well, why didn't God prevent it? Well, if God prevented that one, he would have to prevent, I mean, why wouldn't he prevent every single tragedy in the world? Why wouldn't he prevent that shooting in the Amish school? Hey, man, why does he allow it to go on? He's letting it run its course. This is what man is reaping because of their decision to sin. Hey, this is just the course. Sometimes he divinely stops and interrupts it and heals and feels and saves a life. Amen. But it is not necessarily his duty, amen, to heal you every time.
Right.
Just like it isn't his duty, amen, to deal with a sinner more than once. Amen. Once he's dealt once, every time after that is his gift. It's his mercy.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, man. Hey, man. We're living in a world that's sin cursed. Sorrow will come to everyone in some shape, form, or fashion. But sometimes God averts the trial and he heals or he delivers the life. But then other times he takes us through the fire.
That's right.
Sometimes he puts out the fire, but sometimes he chooses to take us through the fire.
Right.
To make us a better person, to purify us, thank to you. Teach us, to strengthen us. Amen. For a purpose. Amen. I like that song. Lord, don't move that mountain. Just give me strength to climb. For if you should move each mountain, I might grow weaker every time. And just like your son Jesus took the cross to Calvary's hill, move that mountain that I might better do that's your it. Will. Oh, someone said, don't ever sing that song. Whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord. They said, don't sing that song. Because I know a woman that sung it up for a special all the time. And she lost her baby. I said, friend, God is not a mean God. He won't do it if it don't take it. But if that's what it takes, I want to make heaven. Hey, he's not going to abuse that song. He's going to do just what it takes. Hey, hey, oh friend, he's not mean. He's a good God.
Holy, holy.
Oh, I know I'm not doing well, but I'm trying to get to you.
Yes, you are.
Amen. You see, for us to say everything that happens to us in life is God's fault would be wrong. Hey man, if you eat French fries and greasy hamburgers and all them fried pies and oh, come on now. Hey man, you eat all that unhealthy donuts and Debbie cakes. Hey man, and then the doctor says you got a blockage in your heart. It's not God's fault. You destroyed your own body. Oh friend, don't you understand? Not every evil thing that happens in this world is the fault of God. It's our own fault sometimes. Or the fault of another. Amen. 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 You got to take care of the body God gave you. Amen. God can heal you if He chooses, but He's not obligated to. He told you to take care of your body. You neglected and abused it. It's your fault that you're sick. I know that don't sound good, but that's the truth. Amen. I don't eat well either. Amen. And it'll be God's mercy if I get sick and He heals me. He don't have to. Amen. He don't have to. Hey, I'm telling you what. God is a good God. Amen. God is great. And God is good. Amen. Our choices are important. Amen. What you choose can alter your life for eternity.
Right.
Oh, Holy Ghost, help me.
Jesus.
Amen. I want to help somebody. Amen. It's important that we choose the right things concerning the will of God. Amen. I'm going to be a little lengthy tonight, and I hope I won't bore you to death. Amen. But this is my last night, so I'm shooting all of my barrels. Amen. About God's will. Amen. This is how I felt like going. Amen. You've got to walk with God and follow God and make your choices carefully. Amen. I had a choice. Amen. I had my CDs and my songs I'd written, and I'd sent it off to a company in North Carolina. And Greg Bentley is a gospel singer and publisher. And he said, Christina, he said, I'm pitching them to the Inspirations. I'm pitching them to Kirk Tally. And I've already got them out to the groups. And he said, we're getting the contract ready for you to sign. Amen. I didn't really pray about it. I just thought it'd be a good thing to do.
Come on.
Hey man, it'd be income when things were slow for me. I was thinking I'd never get married, and I was evangelizing, and when things were slow, I needed an extra income. And I thought, well, also the songs will go places they'd never go. And so I just decided to be the right thing to do. Never really prayed about it. But oh, every time I got to thinking about it, started eating on me. I was at a youth rally. It was right before I was to sign the contract. Preacher was preaching on don't make a deal with Satan. And he never even mentioned a contract. But in my heart, all I could hear was don't sign that contract. Don't sign that contract. Don't sign that contract. Hey, y'all, I may just be teaching tonight, but I feel like ears need to be hearing this. Amen. And I said, oh, God. I said, he's not even talking about a contract. But all weekend it ate on me. I was in my bedroom and I had my Bible and I was reading my Bible and praying. Amen. And the Lord gave me a scripture about Zedekiah making a covenant with Babylon and how deliverance, amen, would not be outside of that covenant. And I said, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, are you trying to tell me if I sign this contract that I'd lose my soul? Right there, the Lord told me, Christina, if you go through with this, you'll lose your soul for eternity. Amen. You may think that's funny. Amen. But the Spirit of God spoke it to my heart. I didn't have it in black and white. Amen. In the Bible, thou shalt not sign a contract. But the Holy Ghost told me, you sign it and you're going down the wrong road and it'll destroy your soul in the end.
Oh, God.
Amen. And I said, oh, God, you know my heart. If this is really you, let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I'll drop it like a hot potato. Amen. I said it out loud so I couldn't take it back. And the very next morning, my phone rang. Sister Christina, the Lord told me to tell you, it's not God's will for you to sign that contract in North Carolina. I said, thank you. Amen. I called up Greg Bentley. I said, Greg, I know this doesn't make a bit of sense to you, but the Lord told me no. Give it back. Amen. Amen. He sent me a nice letter, said, if you ever reconsider, I'll be glad to pitch them again. I really think they'd go somewhere. Oh, friend. But you see, after that, amen, it was like a domino effect. And today, amen, as a result of that, I won't go into it. I can't. It'd take too long. But as a result of that decision, amen, I have a wonderful husband and I have a wonderful baby. Oh, I'm so glad I made the right choice. It's your choice how your life will be. It's not all God's fault if you're in a mess.
That's right.
Amen. God will try his best to spare you. And if you don't listen, amen, if your marriage is busted up, and I'm not telling you that it's all your fault, but I'm telling you it's not all God's fault. Amen. Amen. Decisions that you make and decisions your spouse makes, amen, is the deciding factor. Oh, God, it's not God's fault.
Right.
Amen. And you know, on this accident thing, amen, there's times that God has tried to avert accidents and people wouldn't listen. Amen. I know personally, my brother-in-law's aunt worked in the Pentagon. And one morning she got up and she got her clothes on, ate her breakfast, brushed her teeth, went out in the car and was starting up the car, ready to go to work, put it in reverse. And the Holy Ghost said, "Don't go to work today." She said, "Okay, God, I won't." She got out of her car, went back into her house, and that very morning, a plane ran into her office. You tell me. Hey, man, what if she hadn't listened to God? What if she would have shrugged it off and died? And then the church and family say, "Why did God do it?" Hey, God tried to warn her, but she didn't listen. It don't mean that it's, hey, I'm not telling you, hey, man, that it's just that person's fault. But I'm saying God will try to avert accidents sometimes. And people shrug off, hey, man, the voice of God. And that accident is not averted.
Right.
It does not mean it's God's fault.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There was two women in Brother Savage's church that morning that didn't go to work that day. The Lord told them not to go. Two. Amen. One worked, both of them worked in the Pentagon. Don't you know that's God?
Right.
Huh? I'm telling you, God is not the fault of every evil in the world. Oh, I hope I'm not boring y'all stiff. Amen. Our decisions, our choices alter our life for eternity. Amen. What we choose. Amen. Brother Joy Height, amen, was preaching a meeting one day, and he preached on respect the bug. No, he preached on respect the insect. And he said that one day he's out washing his truck. And he said, "While I was washing my truck, praying about the meeting, he said, I heard the awfulest commotion you ever did hear." And he heard that. That locust. Amen. And he said, "Honey, come here." And she ran out there. He said, "What do you want?" He said, "Go get our date book and look back." And I forgot, it was a 7 or 11 years. I don't remember how the locusts are, but they lay their eggs at the bottom of the tree. And for about 7 or 11 years, amen, they sit there and then they hatch. They come up in the tree and make a bunch of noise and then they die. Amen. They plant their eggs and then they die in another 7 or 11 years. And then it happens. It's a process. And he said, "Go check our date book and see where we were at." Amen. Say 11 years ago to this date. And that's when these locusts that are making this noise was planted.
Thank you.
So she went and she looked and she said, "Joey," she said, "we were evangelizing and our trailer was parked at this parking lot, and that we were evangelizing, holding a revival, amen, for this, the pastor that pastored this church that they now pastor." And he said, "Do you know what? I'm so glad I respected that pastor. I'm so glad that I done him right, amen, because I'm reaping, amen, what I sowed, amen, it's come out, amen, and God's blessed me, amen. When you sow, you will reap what you sow."
Right.
It's not all God doing. It's not all God's doing. If you reap to sin, you'll reap the harvest of sin. Amen. It's not all God's fault. Amen. Raising children. Amen. Raising children. And I hope I'm not boring you, but I just feel like I need to go through this. Amen. My brother, my husband, amen, his aunt had a girl named Kim. Amen. And they played together. They were friends together. Amen. And she was normal. Amen. But the mother decided she'd get a lesbian to babysit her children. Amen. And Kim is a lesbian today. Amen. It's not God's fault. Amen. It's that mother's fault. She put that child in harm's way. Hey, it's not all God's fault. What your children do, amen, you can have a part in it. Yes.
Holy, holy.
Amen. I think it's the same way with the devil. We blame things on the devil that ain't the devil's fault. Amen. When it's just our own ignorance. Amen. And same thing, we blame things on God that isn't really God's fault. It's our own doings.
Right.
Amen. Some of it, and not everything. Amen. But oh, friend, it is important. It is so vitally important, the decisions that we make. It is your choice. Amen. And oh, I know. Amen. As far as dating relationships are concerned, we've got young people in this house. I thought you was older than what you are. Amen. He's just 13. I thought he was 16 or 17. Amen. Wow. Amen. But oh, I'm going to tell you. Amen. There's young people here. Amen. And you've got decisions to make about a companion. Amen. It's your choice. Amen. If you're going to be divorced and you're home a wreck. Amen. If you're not prayerful and if you're not careful, you'll make the wrong decision and it'll cost you forever. Oh, it's so important. Amen. Someone says, oh, it ain't that important. If he's good looking, that's all that matters. Oh, friend.
Oh, no.
Amen. That's the very best. That's the most important. That's the most important decision outside of salvation.
That's it. Right. Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I had a lot of guys interested in me, and some of them were good guys, but they weren't the one for me.
Right.
Hey, don't you ever let anybody tell you what God's will is. You find out what God's will is for yourself.
Right.
Yes. You're the one that's going to have to live with it the rest of your born days.
Yes.
I like to play Cupid. I do. I like to play Cupid. But I've learned. I've got sorrow. And I've learned to be a little wiser.
Yeah.
There was a missionary who was a teacher at the Bible school. And she was alone all of her life in her 40s, never married, smuggled Bibles over the borders and done a work for God, taught in the Christian in the college. And this guy came up to the Bible school and was interested, wanting to date her. Well, it was a friend of mine in my class. It was her father. And I thought, well, if anything's wrong with him, she would know. She wouldn't let her go into it blindly. He seemed like a good guy. Seemed like he come from a good church. No reason for me not to be happy for her. And I thought, well, maybe God's rewarding you for your faithfulness. You know, maybe God's just giving you this gift, this, you know, finally giving you a love to live for. Amen. And so when she come to me, crying on my shoulder, troubled in her soul. Amen. Instead of being wise and saying, be careful, there's a reason you're troubled. I said, oh, maybe God's just rewarding you. And I encouraged it because everybody was encouraging it. Everybody was happy about it. Everybody thought it was the best thing that ever happened. Amen. And I got word not a while back ago, their marriage is on the rocks. Amen. She can't go do mission work because he won't even go to church. Oh, God. Amen. Be careful when you try to choose a mate for another person.
Right.
Amen. Let God do it.
Right.
You pray for him and keep your trap shut.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Because you could that could mean their eternal damnation.
That's true.
They could lose their soul for eternity.
Jesus.
Right.
Oh, I'd like to think I know God's will, but I've not fasted about it. I've not prayed about it. I ain't got to live with the whole bowl the rest of my life.
Right.
Hey man, she does. He does.
Right.
It's a serious decision. Don't you dare try to sway someone one way or the other unless God himself has told you.
That's good. That's good. That's good. True.
Amen. My sister, amen, was 16 years old. And there was a preacher, blowed the trumpet, preached, talented. Pastor's son, holiness, everything you could ask for. But God tried his very best to stop her. Amen. His parents was against it. My parents was against it. The whole church was against it. His church was against it. Nobody was for that wedding. Not even God himself. The day of the wedding, they had an ice storm. And it stormed so thick, it looked like an inch or two of snow on the ground. Hey man, the day of her wedding, she had been sick for a week. Skin stretched over bones. White as a ghost. Couldn't eat all week. Sores all in her mouth and down her throat and on her tongue. And we said, please, please, just put it off. No, I'm going to get married and I'm going to show you that you're wrong. And I can't even begin to go in to the woes and the sorrows that she has went in and she's lived in. I can't even begin to tell you. You imagine it almost, and that's what she's been through. Oh God. Oh God, she's out of church, raising four children out of church. Oh God. Hey, hey. Oh, she had a heart for God. She was talented. She loved the Lord. Oh, she tried to hold on to holiness. She tried to do what was right. Amen. But he finally got the best of her. He finally pulled her out. Oh, it meant her soul. It's so important. The decision of marriage. It's your choice. It's not your grandpa's. It's not your mama's. It's not your cousin's. It's not your neighbor's. It's not your friend. It's not your, hey, it's your choice.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever is down in that heart, if you feel uneasy about it, drop it.